from the mountain. I felt you there in the valley below. I see your love and your mercy guiding me home.
Good morning. Welcome to another week of devotions. Today and through the rest of the week, we're going to be looking at mountains. It's very exciting. Coming from Lincolnshire, I'm used to a lot of flatland. I'm not a massive fan of hills, but mountains just, they're awesome. They're really awe-inspiring. They are powerful and they're beautiful to me. And I find that they're an excellent demonstration of the wonder and the magnificence of God. Today, we are going to be focusing on Mount Sinai. Throughout the week, what we're going to do is we're going to look at one particular mountain. We're going to look at a story that happens on the mountain and then trying to get something out of that. And today, yeah, is Mount Sinai. I'd like to start today with an overarching statement that may seem fairly obvious. And that is that relationships can be painful. Whether it's relationships with spouses or siblings, parents, children, grandparents even, relationships can be painful. Some of you may or may not know this, but I have a twin sister. Her name is Hannah. She's very annoying and the complete opposite to me, therefore. And she's saved on my phone as spare organs. Because, you know, in case I ever need an organ transplant, she's probably your best bet. And we've spent a lot of time together. I'd like to share some stories with you of some things that have happened over our past 18 years together. Things that I've done to her. I have shattered a glass door on her, specifically over her leg. I have hit her with a car. I've pushed her off a cliff. And just general, you know, big brother sort of things. And in return, she has, in one movement, kicked my groin, chest and face. She has pushed me down several flights of stairs. At one point, she dropped a sofa on my head. Safe to say, we've caused each other a lot of problems over the years. Our relationship, like so many others, has had both high points and low points. It's had days where we howl with laughter, and it's had days where we won't speak to each other. We may be only one example of this, but, and forgive me if I'm wrong, relationships tend to have both good and bad. And at times, they can be fairly painful. And we also find this in Exodus with the Israelites and with God. I'm now going to read from Exodus 32, verses 1 to 6. When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, "Come, make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us out of Egypt, we don't know what's happened to him." Aaron answered them, "Take off the gold earrings that your wives, your sons and your daughters are wearing, and bring them to me." So all the people took off their earrings, and they brought them to Aaron. He took what they handed him, and made it into an idol cast in the shape of a calf, fashioning it with a tool. They then said, "These are your gods, Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar in front of the calf and announced, "Tomorrow there will be a festival to the Lord." So the next day, the people rose early and sacrificed burnt offerings and presented fellowship offerings. And afterward, they sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. This mountain is a high point. The Israelites have just left Egypt. God has crushed the Egyptian army. They've been wandering in the desert, but they've been provided for. Things are, you know, okay. They've just been freed from slavery after all. And so Moses goes up this mountain to have a talk with God. It's where God is establishing his covenant with the Israelites, where he's setting out the rules and regulations, the laws, and the Ten Commandments. It's actually a pretty good time to be an Israelite. I mean, you're free. And God is laying out his terms and conditions for the Israelites on how to have a good relationship with him. But whilst Moses is up this mountain meeting with God, some of the Israelites, they get bored. And as we see countless times through the Old Testament and through the New Testament, they turn to evil, they turn away from God. And with Aaron's help, as it says, they build a golden calf statue. Moses hasn't even come down the mountain, and they've already messed up. My relationship with my sister is not going to be the same as the one with the Israelites and God. But in the same way that my sister and I have fought, the Israelites have fought God. Love and hurt clearly go hand in hand. I love my sister, but we have hurt each other countless, countless times. And God also clearly loves his people, the Israelites. And as a parent gets hurt when their children disobey, surely so does God. Because of their relationship, because of how messy relationships can be, the Israelites continually just keep on hurting God. Forget hitting my sister with a car or her dropping a sofa on my head. This is disobedience and of the highest order. They are really, really sinning. They are causing God, I believe, a lot of pain. But fortunately, the Bible doesn't stop in Exodus. No matter how much the Israelites sin, God ends up forgiving them as soon as they turn back. Two chapters later, in Exodus 34, the Lord says this to Moses. I am making a covenant with you. Before all your people, I will do wonders never before done in any nation in all of the world. The people that you live among will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you. Obey what I command you today. I will drive out before you Amorites, Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Be careful not to make a treaty with those who live in the land where you are going, or they will be a snare among you. Break down their altars, smash their sacred stones, and cut down their Asherah poles. And do not worship any other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. The Lord is a jealous God. He is a God who wants relationship, who wants to be with the Israelites. He wants them as his people. Again, relationships and jealousy tend to go hand in hand. But because God is perfect, this isn't a bad kind of jealousy or an all-consuming kind of jealousy. This is a loving jealousy. Wanting to be with that person, wanting to be with that tribe, wanting to have them as your people only, as your special people. That's a jealousy that we find in this relationship. And because we see that relationship, we also see another extraordinary thing about this passage. Despite Israel being freed, being shown miracles, being provided for, being blessed, and also, despite them taking this and throwing it in God's face, God forgives. Despite all of the hurt that Israel causes, God forgives. But Jesus also does the same. At Palm Sunday, the people are crying out, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," just like the Israelites would do. And by Good Friday, they are crying, "Crucify him." They too have turned away, just like the Israelites on Mount Horeb. And on the cross, Jesus says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." That is a God of relationship right there. Can you imagine asking your Heavenly Father to forgive the people who are torturing you, and then dying on a cross for sins that weren't even yours? That right there is relationship. That right there is sacrificial relationship love. On Mount Horeb, we are seen a God of relationship. On Golgotha, that God of relationship is shown again. And throughout all of Scripture, that unchanging God of relationship is there. No matter the hurt that we cause him, he is faithful, even when we are not. My sister and I, we also forgive each other. No matter how much we've broken, we find a way to reconcile. No matter how much pain we've caused, we always find a way to make up. And we have all sinned at some point. We have all broken our bond with God. We all need to be made right. And the question to take from today is, how are we going to reconcile with this God of relationship? Let's pray. Father God, thank you for loving us even when we don't deserve it, for forgiving us when we especially don't deserve it. Thank you for the relationship that you want with each of us. Bless us. Help us come closer to you. In your name, for your power and for your glory, Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining in today. I'll see you tomorrow. The song inside of